Evening all. I'm not really funny tonight. I got back from doing my shift on reception at the NAB, as is because I was doing emergency relief cover. And I had a letter from the bastards at the DWP. Basically, it was in regards to my disability living allowance, which I applied for, or rather, I re-applied for. I think went in beginning of August, something like that. And it's taken them ages to get back to me, of course. Anyway, they have kept on with my disability allowance. However, they've decided to cut my benefits, which makes me very unhappy because they were quite happy to give me the middle rate for one and the lower rate for the other for the last 4 years. My disability has gotten worse, and they've decided that, actually, no, I don't need the middle rate, I'm fine as I am. As a result, I've lost £100 a month, which has now screwed me up royally, because I don't exactly make a lot. And I'm now a bit concerned about my financial status, and I'm even more concerned that if I do go, oi, what the fuck do you think you're doing, you bastards? That they'll go, well, blah, 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 we're going to take your benefits away. And this pisses me off because I need those to live. I need them because my disability has got worse. And some random person has decided just by reading the form and making up their own mind that, you know, not even bothering to meet me, that somehow, despite things getting worse, I don't need the money. What the fuck? Seriously, I mean... You know, it's bad enough that I've got to reapply for every 4 years and tell them that, you know, my disability has got worse. And it has. But, you know, to be told that I only need 40 quid a week to do things like, you know, get from A to B if I need taxis or just pay the bills to make sure that, you know, I don't have to worry so much. I mean, this is the thing about disability allowance. It might be care and mobility and everything else, but most people just use them to pay the bills so that they can actually live. You know, it takes a bit of financial pressure off you. I mean, this is 100 quid a month. This isn't, you know, my bills are about 300. So DLA was taking a really nice chunk out of them. They're making them manageable, and it's bad enough when you're trying to think, you know, am I going to burn myself when I use the oven, or am I going to accidentally leave the gas on, or, you know, am I going to trip over the cat and break something? Possibly the cat. Just to be told that, you know, oh yes, you're disabled, your disability's got worse, but we don't give a shit. You know, times are hard, the government sucks, and we need money, so we're going to penalise you by taking back what we don't think you need. It's like, you know, up yours, government. I don't like having to rely on benefits, it annoys me, but it's a case of I can't work enough to earn what I need to keep my house. And I like living on my own. I don't want to go into assisted housing or whatever. It's actually cheaper for me to stay here. But I mean, you know, just to decide that after 4 years, you know, obviously something's got better. What? No! So I'm not sure what I'm going to do, and I'm just a bit concerned, because I'm more worried that if I sort of kick up a fuss, you know, they'll suddenly go, oh, well, actually, you're even better than we thought you were, you wink. Until then, grr. But I've sort of emailed the person to help me fill the forms in at the NAB, because, you know, she's very helpful and very useful. But, she's away for 2 weeks. And I don't really like to sit on this, because it's like you've got to do everything within a month or whatever. But I'm going to look at the paperwork tomorrow. And this is the other thing. I'm visually impaired, okay? I'm actually visually impaired. Why the hell don't they send me the bloody forms in large print? I mean, why can't they send me letters that actually have, you know, 20 point rather than, I think, 14? Maybe, yeah. They're not very big. Anyway, I'm sorry for ranting, but it's worrying me. You know, this is like, government, you suck. Ugh. Why did we let the condemnation in? Why? I know there's a recession and everything, but why do I have to suffer? Why does everyone else have to suffer? If you're going to take people and get money off them, do it with the benefits grounders, not the people like me who actually need the money. You know, the ones with the actual disabilities. Anyway, I'm going to go to bed now. Night.